In October 2015, Asma Jama was eating dinner with her family at an Applebee's restaurant in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. She was speaking in her native language, Swahili. What happened next, she says, changed her life forever. The customers at another table told her to speak English and then smashed a beer mug in her face. Jama suffered deep cuts and bruises on her face, and Applebee's employees chased the woman who attacked Jama, and police later took her into custody. Here's how Jama remembers what happened.
What happened was we were sat next to each other, and then her husband is the one that said, fast, speak English or get out of the country. And we decided to ignore him because we had my cousins had their kids from 11 to 4, so we didn't want any altercations. So the irony of it is we were sat right next to them. My back and Jordy's back could actually touch if we leaned back. So, and then she continued saying the same thing, if you don't speak English. I had to turn around and tell her, ma'am, we can speak English. We choose not to when we're with family.
And is that when she got up?
And that's when it escalated. And she had a very few choice words for us. And I went toe to toe with her. I never lied about it. I never said I was a saint. But I didn't hit her. I didn't call her bad names. I just kept asking her, why are you like this? Why are you like this? And she kept saying, because of people like you.
Why do you think you were targeted?
To be entirely honest, because of the color of my skin and because I was wearing hijab.
Now, that woman you're speaking of, Jody Burchard Risch, the woman who attacked you, she was sentenced this week to 6 months in jail. I know you actually faced her in the courtroom and spoke to her. Let's listen to part of what you said.
I just want you to, at the end of all this, to understand that we're all the same. It doesn't matter what's on my head. It doesn't matter the skin, the color of my skin. We're all the same human beings. We're fighting for the same rights.
Asma, you then went on to forgive her. Why did you do that?
It's been a year for me. It's been the longest year. I had some really tough times and some really good times. And I believe she is a human being. Although she made a terrible mistake, she went through a lot. I don't know what she went through personally, but I do believe that she went through as much as I went through. So I just wanted her to know it's time to move on, and I do forgive you, and I meant it sincerely. And even if we were in a room, just me and her, without cameras, I would tell her the same thing.
Do you have any sense that she's actually remorseful?
I can't speak for her, but action speaks louder than words. When the judge asked her a couple of times, and the judge made sure she asked her several times, do you have anything to say? She kept saying no. So I don't think she wanted to apologize or say have any remorse whatsoever.
Does that matter to you, whether she said anything to you or can apologize?
No, it doesn't. I wanted the whole world to see that she needed a second chance. Everybody makes mistakes. And if she's looking for a job and there's people that don't want to hire her, my message to them is please give her a second chance. People make mistakes. If she reoffends, then she has to face the consequences. But for now, let's hope that she's a changed person, or she's going to change eventually and realize it's better to choose love than hate.
Asma, you're incredibly generous toward her in how you're thinking about this whole incident and giving her a second chance. You mentioned that there were children at the dinner table when this happened at Applebee's. How have you explained what happened to them?
Oh, my God. I mean, what do you explain to kids that understand the language and understood every word? But when we were being told to go home, they thought home meant two of them are from Coon Rapids, two are from Minneapolis, and they kept telling us, why is she telling us to go home? We just got out of home. We just want to eat dinner. For them, they don't understand that she means that we need to go back to where we came from, because these kids are Americans. When they saw what happened to me, they were crying for days. I had to sit them down and say, look, this world is full of good and bad people. I want you to learn from this that we are all the same. Don't discriminate against anyone. Don't let hate make you now realize that we are different colors. We're not. We're the same human beings. We had to come from a positive place and not a negative place.
Asma Jama was attacked at an Applebee's restaurant in October 2015. She says she's forgiven her attacker. Asma, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Asma Jama is also discussing her experience with us online. You can join the conversation, too. Just search for our Global Nation Exchange group on Facebook.